Hallelujah. Good evening, Gideon's Army.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For many are called, but few are chosen. There's the called, the chosen, and the faithful. Of course, there's the frozen chosen, too, you know. Hallelujah. Are you blessed and highly flavored? Glory. Glory. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's get right to it, man. God's got a plan and we're in it. Second Timothy chapter 3. Glory. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak this together, please. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Okay. Are we in the last days? Are we seeing perilous times? They're not only coming, you know, to you personally, but they're coming globally. Everywhere. We're seeing what's going on and around Israel. We're seeing countries devastated, terrorist attacks. We're seeing all kinds of things. And we're watching it. In reality, it's prophecy being unfolding before our eyes. Not many people see that or understand that because they're so caught up in the world, they can't see that. They don't really know what's going on. See, they're more concerned about building their lives. And that's one of the ploys of the enemies. You know, let me tell you something. When you come to Christ, and because you come to Christ because you said you give him your life. Amen? So when you come to Christ, if you say to yourself, well, now I need to get back to my life, then you just walked away. Does everybody get it? You walked away. Well, I need to get on. Now that I've come to Christ, I need to get on with my life. You just walked away from him. And people don't even realize that they just turned their back on the Lord. And they can play all the religion they want, but their heart has just been turned from him. And they cannot fulfill the will of God. They will fulfill the false will of God. Does everybody get it? And that means that if you're not fulfilling the true will of God, you will fulfill the will of Satan. That's where the word says that they've been taken captive by the devil to do his will. And that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to take, you know, the word tells us in the latter days, it's pretty powerful because we had gotten a prophecy and it was for the body of Christ. And one of the things about the prophecy was just phenomenal to me. Because it talked about the shield of faith, where people were holding the shield of faith and the fiery darts were coming and coming. And it, I don't know if you remember some of the older movies, you know, like, I don't know, anyways. And Robin Hood and whatever and so forth. You know, they hit, I guess they had a shield. And and the fiery darts would come, they were arrows, and the only thing that was holding them, and this is what they were talking about in this prophecy, was that shield, and they would just bow down, and that shield was catching all the darts. The problem was is that many became weak because they had been hit, and in the prophecy, the Lord showed up, and the Lord started touching the backs of some of them who were becoming weak. And in the prophecy, it spoke about those who were in the front line. Not only would the battle come from forward, but they'd come from the back. And the prophecy said, many will betray you, even believers. And that's where the wounds were, in the backs of those who were up front. Even those who were believers. Why? Because what does it say? Watch this. It says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be what? Lovers of what? Themselves. What do they want? They want to fulfill their will. They're going to go how they feel. They're not fulfilling the will of God. They're going to fulfill. Look at it. If you're going to fulfill your will, you're going to fulfill the will of the devil. Amen? And he says, for they will be lovers of themselves and lovers of what?
Money.
People are selling the will of God for money. And they're also using wicked schemes to make money. And they will be boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without control over self or self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They will have a form of godliness, but they will deny his power, which means his presence. They will deny his presence. And how will they deny his presence? Because when you refuse to do the will of God, not only do you deny him, but you deny his presence. Amen? And it says, in this sort of those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women and men and loaded down with sins, led away by what? Various lusts, desires. You know, addiction is a lust. Love of money is a lust. Does everybody get that? Always learning. Always learning. They always learn. In other words, they're learning, learning, learning. They're being taught, taught, taught. But never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They can't break away. Even though how much they are taught, they don't get free. Why? Because they have chosen truly not to give up their life. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you don't have a life. Your life has been committed to him. When you choose to take your life back and do your will, you've just been snared by the evil. Does everybody get this? And this is the battle right now. This is what's going on. Remember, the powers of darkness. So many people are still looking in the physical and not realizing influence is coming from the unseen. Because the enemy blinds, puts scales back on the eyes, puts hardening on the heart, bitterness and resentment and regret. And God is doing something very powerful right now, and this may sound very strange. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You know, I want to share that those that are willing to stand and do the right thing are going to, we are in a season of plenty. The first thing that we want plenty of is his presence. It will be a short season. It won't be a real long season. It will be a short season in preparation. The purpose is to prepare the house of God, God's children, for what needs to be done before we hit the time of lack. Amen? In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Is everybody there? Okay, I'm working on it. Hallelujah. And we're going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's read this together, please. To everything there's a what? To everything there's a what?
A
season. It's a time, isn't it? It's an appointed time by God. A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant. A time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill. A time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit has a worker from that which he labels? I have seen the God-given task for which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them to rejoice than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labors. It is a gift of God. So we see here that there is a specific time, there is a season for me and you that God runs us through. Not every one of us is in the same season. Does everybody get it? So you may be wondering, well, why is this person going through this and this person isn't? Because it isn't the same season for everyone. But I believe that there is a season right now that everybody is going to enter, and it may be not today for someone, but tomorrow for someone. Is everybody with me? Okay, so there's these seasons that we are entering, but there's a large season that everyone in the body of Christ is going to enter during this time. It may be a month, it may be a day. Yours may be today, mine is tomorrow, or mine, I'm still going in it, or whatever. Amen? Okay, Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. In verse 7. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Would you read it with me, please? It says, do not be what? Do not be what? Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will the Spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary while doing good. For in what? In the due season, there's going to be a season, we shall reap if we don't what? Lose heart. So you're going to go into a season, and then when you get to that season, after you completed that season, you're going to enter a season that's due you. Is everybody with me? Because that season is a season to remove everything. The season before you receive your due season must bring you to a season first that burns everything out. Second Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4. In verse 1. I charge you there before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his what? Appearing. And his kingdom. Preach the word. Be what? Be ready. What? In the season and out of the season. Everybody got it? Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, which we see now. But according to their own desires, their own lusts, their own will, because they have itching ears. In other words, they're taking heed of the voice of the stranger. They're nullifying the voice of God. They will heap up for themselves teachers. In other words, they will look for people. They will look for teachers that agree with them. And those will agree with the will of Satan because they're ignoring the will of God. See, there's the will of God and the will of Satan. No other. The will of man is the will of Satan. Does everybody understand that? Yeah. They will turn their ears away from the what? Truth that set them free. And they will go back into captivity. And be turned aside to what? Fables. He says, but you be watchful in all things. Endure what? Afflictions. Endure them. Why? Because in due season you're going to what? Reap. Do the work of an evangelist. Be an example. Fulfill your ministry. Everyone is called to serve. Amen? Everyone is called to serve. Now, I want to go to Job, chapter 1. Job 1. Why? This is called the Job season. Everyone must enter a Job season. Everyone. And I believe that's what is going on. And I believe everyone will enter it at some time so that plenty can come. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? Well, you can call it the job season. The Job season. Everybody must enter a Job season. Everyone. Nobody gets away with it. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Am I in Job? Yeah, okay. Job 1. Would you read it with me? There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. In other words, he was the richest man in the world. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer a what? Say burnt. How does something become burnt? Fire. He offered a burnt offering. In other words, he offered fire to God, even though there was a sacrifice. Watch. He offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. So Job was standing in the gap for his children. Now there was a day when the sons of God, these are the angels of the Lord, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. The Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Alyssa? Have you considered my servant Vivian? Have you considered my servant Guy? Have you considered my servant? Everybody wants to serve God. It's amazing that when the Lord says, have you considered my servant, to the devil, everybody books. No, don't mention my name! Not me. Change my name, Lord. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him? How did that hedge come? By the burnt offering, the fire that he sent to God. That's called prayer. For me and you now, that's prayer. Why? Because fire comes out of your mouth. Around his household and around all that he has on every side. Job was wise. He knew how to protect everything he had. You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, when the Sabians raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and only I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, anybody ever felt like that's been going on? Another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose. I think he had enough bad news. Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped. Amen. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Bless the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong. Amen. Now go to chapter 42. This is called the Job season. This is not an employment season. This is the Job season. Job 42. Hallelujah. In verse 10, this was the conclusion. Now, I want you to know, after that happened, then Satan appeared again. And this time, the Lord allowed him to afflict his body. Now, he just had all of this trouble. Then boils came. All kinds of afflictions came to his body. He was sick and all kinds of stuff, where he was scraping off scabs and all, you know. So just that was just a part of it. There was much more. And his wife came to him and said, man, why don't you just curse God and die and get it over with? And he said, no. But this, in verse 10, this is a conclusion. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. What was he trying to do? Let me tell you, the Job purpose is to burn the garbage out, bring you through the fire. It is a time of season where it just seems that nothing is working. See, he wants to know whether you're going to run or fight, or you're going to trust or hide. Run or fight, trust or hide. You're going to go through the burn Everyone does. Why? Because he wants you to burn. And I'm going to show you why. So we're going to either fight or run, trust or hide. Malachi 3. Nobody escapes the Job season. And sometimes you go through it multiple times. And only God knows how long you stay in that season. You know what he does? You'll stay in that season until you quit complaining. You'll stay in that season till you die to yourself. You'll stay in that season till you can truly say, I'm willing to do whatever it takes and mean it. No word service, but heart service. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the what? Covenant. In whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the army. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? Now I want you to grab hold of this. He is like a what? Refiner's fire. He's like a fire, isn't he? He's like a fire. Like a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. He is a refiner's fire. He's a refiner's fire. And the word says that God is a consuming fire. Amen? And we'll talk about that. So in this, there's this Job season, which is actually about fire, burning all the garbage out, getting us to a place where we are truly, I'm going to shortcut this, till you become fire with God. Till you become what? Fire with God. Does everybody get that? Till we become, in other words, we become offsprings of fire. Till we are fire. Fire adds to fire. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So we will either run or fight, or we will trust or hide. First Corinthians chapter 3. In verse 9. Let's speak it together. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with what? Gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw. Now, what are those of? Those are things of the world, aren't they? They might as well continue. Education. Does everybody get it? And everything else. You cannot build the foundation of God with anything of the world. Nothing. It will not stand. It will crumble. It will become weak. 13. Each one's work will become what? Clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by what?
Fire.
So anything that is not of God will burn. In fact, when he returns, anyone that's not his will burn. But everyone that is his will burn with him. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Don't let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. In other words, what is he saying? You are the fire of God. So you must go through a Job season to maintain that fire, and you will reap in due season. Why? Because after you do the will, the promise is released. Amen? This is where we are tested. We are tried by fire. People are tested. Some people are still using evil schemes to build, to make a living. Amen? They use evil schemes to make a living. Selfish gain. All of those things will be burned. No matter what anyone's done with that money, it will be burned. Hebrews chapter 1. So if you're asking yourself, why am I going through all this stuff? It's so that you become the fire of God. Because fire never sleeps. Ask Viv. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 1 in verse 6. I think. Let's read it together. But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels spirits and his what? And his what? And his what? Ministers of what? Flame of fire. Are you his ministers? Then you must go through Job's season to become what? A flame of fire. Let me share something with you. It's a point where compromise is ceased. Laziness is ceased. Complacency is ceased. And detail is expressed. In other words, you don't miss nothing. You don't miss nothing. Why? Because you're fire. If you're on fire, if you're an expression of God's fire, that fire lights up everything. Nothing is hidden from his fire. Has everybody got it? Praise God. Let's go a little further. Hebrews 12. Job season. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12 and verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be what? Shaken. Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a what? He's a consuming fire. And he wants his children to be a consuming fire. Remember, fire destroys, God's fire destroys what's not his. But fire blends with fire, doesn't it? Exodus 3. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a what? Flame of fire from the midst of a bush. He looked and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will go now, turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. That's called the voice of fire. Does everybody got it? Why? Fire speaks. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is what? Holy. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. Egypt means world. And you must understand, Egypt, Pharaoh represented himself as a god. So these were representation of fallen angels and their offsprings. That's why they all wore serpent heads. They always had a serpent around their head. And my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. These were rulers of the world. And to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the what? Canaanites, where what? Giants lived. And the Hittites, these were giants. And the Amorites, giants. And the Perizzites. And the Hivites and the Jezebites. And now there before, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression for which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, the ruler of this earth, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of the house of bondage. Does everybody understand it? That's what God's doing in the latter days. He's bringing his children into a Job season to become fire. Why? To bring those who are in bondage out. The voice of fire is the presence of God because his presence is a consuming fire. Leviticus 6. Leviticus 6. In verse 9, it says, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth upon the altar all night until morning, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. It's constant burning. And the priest shall put on his linen garment. Are we called to be priests? Yes, that's the first office we're to fulfill. And his linen trousers he shall put on his body and take up the ashes of the burnt offering which the fire has consumed on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments, put on other garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be what? Kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay a burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. Shall never go out. The priest offerings, in other words, burning with fire, it should be constant. Now, I want you also to know something, that fire is associated with covenant. That's why there was always an animal on the altar, because it's associated of covenant. So even when the Lord appeared to Moses, has everybody got this? With the consuming fire, what was he doing? He was fulfilling covenant. Because fire is associated with covenant. When they were all in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, what came over them? Tongues of fire. What was a representation of covenant? Why? Because Jesus said to them, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father, which meant covenant. Fire is associated with covenant. Amen? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. So when we are on fire, when we're the burning fire, we are the fire of God. We are walking in covenant. Amen? So that's why it's important to maintain covenant, because if you don't, the fire goes out. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. We are bound to give thanks always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who what? Trouble you. To give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In what? Flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, so they will be consumed. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints, to be glorified in his saints, to be glorified in his saints. How is he going to be glorified in his saints? By us being a consuming fire with him. Amen? When he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, it's very important that you understand something. Christians are not supposed to be wimps. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you're supposed to be rolled over on. Amen? You're supposed to be bold in the Lord and the power of his might as a consuming fire. That's important. There's a time to say something and not a time to say something. There's a time to do something and not a time to do something. Waiting on the Lord is important in everything. But one thing we don't want to do is fall short of the power of God that dwells within me and you. Amen. We want to be that fire. And we need to begin to look at ourselves, not what the mirror dictates. People are still being dictated by the mirror. They're looking in the mirror and thinking, this is who I am. That's not who you are. Unzip your flesh. Hang it up in a closet and look at who you really are. You are not what you appear in the mirror. You're more than that. But the enemy wants to convince you. Because if he can convince you who you are in the mirror, then you're of the world. And you're under the house of bondage, and you will do the will of Satan and not the will of God. We need to move the face away. There's a time to dress it, and there's a time to move it. Amen? That's a season in itself, isn't it? Hallelujah. God's going to come with a vengeance fire, and it's come through his saints. 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Is everybody all right? 1 Peter chapter 1. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, if you need it, you will enter the Job season. Yeah. If need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Now look at here. Are you ready? That the what? Come on, read it with me. 7. That the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than what? Than gold that perishes, though it is tested by what? Fire. May be found to the praise, honor, and glory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. How many of y'all know love is a choice? Yeah. Amen. When people live by love as just a feeling, they're going to be disappointed every time. Praise God. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. So knowing that when you're in that Job season, that you must stay there, you must stay on fire, no matter what's going on, because why? You will be doubly blessed. Double portion will come. As long as you don't grow weary. Isaiah 43. And that's what happens. The enemy gets people to grow weary. And when you grow weary, let me tell you, you become lazy, compromising, and complacent. You're no longer able to see the way you should. Why? Because your fire kindles, begins to go down. The more the fire is, the better you see. Let me share one thing that's important with the fire. It burns the soul. Emotions. That's one of the things that God is always dealing with his people. Because they're so emotionally bound. Easily offended. So emotionally bound. Always living. You know, let me tell you, when you start focusing on you, you've lost focus of him. The word says, labor unto the Lord. Amen? Labor unto the Lord. Unless the Lord builds a house, we labor in vain. Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Are you ready for this? Let's speak it together. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a what? A new, if you let him. And it's only done in the fire. Why? Because the fire is covenant. I will do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Man, in other words, he's going to do things that you can't imagine. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Fire supports fire. Amen. Ooh. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. In verse 15. Psalm 34, verse 15. Let's speak it together, please. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. In other words, humble. Without humbleness, there's no advancement. Without humbleness, let me share with you that when a person is hard and not humble, a humble heart does the will of God. A hard heart does the will of Satan. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, none of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be what? Condemned. Again, many in afflictions. But the Lord purifies him with fire to be one fire. And how does he do that? It's called the Job season. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4. In verse 16. So is fire light? Yes. In fact, fire is very, very bright, isn't it? In verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being what? Renewed day by day. That's why you're not looking in the mirror to determine who you are. Amen. Are you ready for this? For our what? Light. All right, now wait a minute. Is fire light? Okay. For our fire affliction, Job season, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Do you understand that? In other words, what's he saying? You will enter a Job season. Everyone does. The problem is many run from it. They don't allow God to deal with them. And when that happens, They run back to the world. Every time. Boom. Boom. While we do not look at the things which are seen, which is the world, right? But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. For our fire affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. And I want to close in Ephesians 5. Job season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 6. Oh, no. Yeah, okay. You know, one of the things about that burnt offering, we become a sweet aroma to God. He loves it. We don't like it, but he loves it. He said, "That's my kid. Look at, he's on fire." Ah! Yeah, look at it. He says he loves it. He delights in the death of his children, right? It's the death of self. That's how you come to the end of us and the beginning of him. Why? Because remember, the end of things is better than the what? Beginning. Because when you come to the end of something, it starts new. Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Oh, it may seem sweet. I don't understand. Why are all these people getting away with doing evil? Oh, they are not. They're not going to. Verse 7, therefore do not be partakers with them. Don't approve what they're doing. For you were once darkness, but you are now light. You are now fire in the Lord. Does everybody got this? Walk as children of fire. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but what? Expose it. Fire always exposes darkness. Why? Because it's light. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the fire, by light. For whatever makes manifest is fire. That's why Jesus is a consuming fire. Man, when he shows up, people are going to freak out. His eyes are flames of fire. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light or fire. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? They're evil. Therefore, do not be dumb or unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, in which dispensation, but be what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit here is considered oil. And that's what's going to keep the flame a-cruising. Amen? Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for the things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submit to one another in the fear of God, in reverence of God. Amen? Is everybody all right? Did you get it? Are you in it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the earth. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed, and help us to stand firm as we enter or are in Job season, that we may burn and that we may be a sweet aroma to you, and that we may come to the end of ourselves and that you would burn out all the garbage, that we may be walking as a fire of light. For you even said to us, buy gold refined by fire. So, Lord, let us become your precious piece of gold on fire, so that the world may see you and not us. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed.